dropped the median price of a pre-existing home over $415,000. This is ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. You may encounter a few sprinkles or a very light shower into your Thursday afternoon. Plentiful clouds, highs of the lower 40s, and a northwest breeze. For tonight, skies turning partly cloudy will drop back into the mid-20s. Mostly sunny near 50 Friday. It's 36 at our studios.
One, two, three, four.
The greatest, the newest country always plays here.
Hey, what's up? It's Kelsey Ballerini.
Cowboys cry too.
Hey, everybody. I'm Jason Aldean.
Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't want to
Are you kidding me? There ain't no better station than this.
98Q Country.
Well, I've heard those city singers singing about how they can love. Deeper than the oceans, higher than the stars above. Well, I come from the country and I know I ain't seen it all. But I heard that ocean salty and the stars they sometimes fall. And that would not do justice to the way I feel for you. So I had to sing a song about all the things I knew. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. From the back roads to the Broadway shows, with a million miles between, there's at least a million love songs that people love to sing. And everyone is different, everyone's the same, and this is just another way of saying the same thing. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill.
ABQ Country.
Every morning when you come downstairs, here's a mess, but I don't care. My makeup on, shining so bright. My old sweatshirt never fits so right. Dancing around to the radio, words that you don't know, cause I've
finding an angel off my list, thinking that it don't get no better than this.
You make loving you easy. You make loving you all I wanna do. Every little smile, every single touch reminds me just how much it all makes loving. Talk by candlelight. I'm gonna slow this down and make it last. The best things fly by so fast. You make loving you easy.
Take a bow.
Country. At 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Everything's still pretty much the same around here. The neighbors still shooting all next year's deer. Boys still lose less than playing at home. But I got better since you got gone. I'm still a few too many on a Friday night. Still try to step in when it ain't my fight. I'm still me, don't get me wrong. But I got better since you got gone. Swear it was like was overnight, like came on, it all felt right. When it all went wrong, you turned me loose. Wasn't no telling who I'd turn into, but it turns out me and you together's why it took so long. 'Cause I got better since you got talking again. My friends you hated ain't said one word. Besides, you got better since you lost her. Swear it was like, I'll be damned, I'm finally back to being who I am. When we were over, it was overnight. Like came on, it all felt right. When it all went wrong, you turned me loose. Wasn't no telling who I turned. But it turns out me and you together's why it took so long. 'Cause I got better since you got gone. Oh, baby, since you got gone. And I ain't saying you're the sleep that I lost, but I never slept this good before. I ain't saying you're the weight on my back, I'm just saying that it ain't there no more. Overnight, like came on, it all felt right. When it all went wrong, you turned me loose. Wasn't no telling who I'd turn into, but it turns out me and you together's why it took so long. 'Cause I got better since you got gone. Yeah, baby, since you got
back. Girl, your memory won't ever haunt me, 'cause I don't love you, and I feel by that. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. Mm-hmm.
worship the ground you walk on. I never have, and that's a fact. I won't follow, I try to find you, 'cause I don't love you. Now if you'll buy that, I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. If you buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free.
Country.
ABC Home Expert is your one-stop shop for all your home remodeling needs. Located at 500 Birch Street in Park Falls in the former Wakefield Chiropractic Building, they make transforming your home simple and stress-free. Offering free quotes, 3D designs, quality materials, and expert advice. From cabinets to countertops to flooring and more, you can expect dependable contractors, on-time completion, and lasting results. Call 715-890-8088 or stop by their showroom today. From design to done, it's as easy as ABC.
All right, our annual Day of Giving continues here. We gave McKay the day off today. Gray will be helping us out on air a little bit later on, but 12 hours of focusing in on a Day of Giving. And thanks to everyone who has donated and pledged money so far. Phillips Yoga Group, our very own Jeff Hakenin, the voice of Logger Football, Shirley Hakenin. these guys are coming through. Between the three of those, let's just say Phillips Yoga 200, Jeff threw in 500, and Shirley threw in 300. Thank you so much. Dennis Lenz, thank you, $200. Several anonymous donations, that's fine. You can give money, and if you don't want your name out there, that's fine. Karen down in Ogama, $100, thank you. Your morning guy tossed in a hondo, $100 bill, challenging all my listeners to at least give a dollar, maybe something, or maybe bid on some of the items that are in there if you're able. Don't give us your rent money or your food money for your kids, but if you got a couple bucks, it's a good cause. Connie Barhorst earlier today, $150. We had the folks at Remax, Jody and Wes and the folks down at Remax and Phillips, $1,000 earlier today. Our very own district administrator Kyle Cronin with $20. And Sharon with $100. We had several donors before we even started. Dave and Becky Gessler gave us $40. $30 from Joey Thomas. A $1,400 donation from Lynn and Eric Can. $100 from Ronald and Deborah Weinberger. So we appreciate all the pledges. We are here 8 to 4 Monday through Friday. We ask that you please make those donations in the form of cash or check. If you really need to do credit card, you can talk to us and you can do it through the His House of Hope website. But as far as this goes, we're doing it cash and check. And the bid items continue to escalate. The bidding's starting to heat up a little bit is what I'm saying. We've got all the bid items pretty much updated. And there's bids on pretty much everything. And I'm just going to mention the items in case you're hearing this for the first time. You Create Studio and Phillips with a nice gift package. There's photos of all these. I'll tell you where they are in a moment. We have four different guided fishing tours. One by Steve Cervenka. We have Elk Avanzo gift certificate for Phillips. Phillips Do It Best Hardware gift certificate, Dollar General gift certificate, Cabin Creations gift certificate, Bader's Sports Center $15 gift certificate, and Cody from Bader's Sports Center, and Bader's donating a guided Fishing experience worth $350. Studio One Salon. A little cozy coffee and gift basket from BW Papers and Four Seasons. Badger basketball tickets. St. Croix rods. There's two different ones with reel. They're about a $400 to $500 value. The bidding on those is heating up already. We're well over $100 on all those. A full day of Muskie River guiding for two with Luke. And that bid is currently at $50. Those are going to go up. Action City, already up to $150 on those four passes. St. Croix rods and a chair and a cooler, courtesy of Preville Bank and Ross's Sports Shop. Guided service, Bader Sports Center, that guide service we mentioned. See them all. Here's where you can see the updates. 98qcountry.com. You click on that big banner in the middle there. And then at the top of the page, it'll say auctions. And that'll list all the items and the current bid. Now, if you want to bid, you need to call us, text us through the Civic Media app, or email us, one of those three. We can't do bidding online right now. We apologize for that, but that's just the way it is. But nice descriptions of all the items and the latest bids on those at 98qcountry.com. So that's the latest. Thank you, everyone, who has donated so far. I hope you'll consider a donation to His House of Hope. We'll get Robert and Jason back in here in a little bit and continue to inform you and educate you also about our local His House of Hope here on our Day of Giving with 98Q Country. Let's head on down to Wheelway and have a chat with Pete down there. Right, we've got some great things going on in our community, and Wheelway, always community-minded, and this month, doing some great things. Right, Pete?
Absolutely. What a great organization. Lord's Cupboard. We're doing it for the next couple weeks. Let's make sure we take advantage of this opportunity and give out to all the needs for the Lord's Cupboard for the next couple weeks. We have a drop box down here. Make sure you get down here and bring all the items that they're looking for.
All right, got some great vehicles on the lot. Boy, some 24s, even 25s, Pete.
Joel, it's that time. We have 25s, 24s now, newer pre-owned stuff that's never hit the lot here. We brought it up here. Major, major savings going on right now. Make sure you take advantage of those savings.
And they can do it all right there, Pete. They got the financing, you've got the trade-in, and interest rates are really good right now, right?
Absolutely. Make sure you take advantage of them. Low interest we haven't seen in a long time. That means the lower the rate, the better the payment that you can afford every month. Make sure you go on our website, wheelwayautos.com, fill out our credit application, and we'll get you a financing and drive one home today. 762-2467, the number again is 762-2467.
With other language learning apps, I was just playing games. I wasn't really learning. Babbel's different.
Babbel was designed by over 200 language learning experts to be the most effective way to learn another language.
Every time I open the app, I can choose to work on my writing, speaking, or listening. And it saves my mistakes for me to review, so I'm constantly improving. Before Babbel, I thought I just wasn't good with languages. But now I'm speaking French. Tout ça, c'est grâce à Babbel.
Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
It's time for the 98Q Country Business Directory.
Locally owned, Glass to Go in Phillips, Wisconsin has 25 years of experience in auto, home, and residential glass. They sell and install custom glass shower doors. Visit them on Highway 13 for reliable expertise and exceptional service. Having trouble balancing your books? Fear not! MVB is here! May's Virtual Bookkeeping brings affordable, secure, stress-free service right to your screen. No suits, no stress, just solid numbers. Call 813-562-1839 today. May's Virtual Bookkeeping, making your numbers behave!
For more information about being part of the 98Q Country Business Directory, call us at 715-762-3221.
Len Stonkel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has had his mine in the gutter for over 30 years. Trust the expert. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. You may encounter a few sprinkles or a very light shower into your Thursday afternoon. Plentiful clouds, highs of the lower 40s, and a northwest breeze. For tonight, skies turning partly cloudy will drop back into the mid-20s. Mostly sunny near 50 Friday. It's 36 at our studios.
98Q Country.
I ain't watching TV today. Bad music can just stay away. If you ain't got anything good to say, then shut your mouth. I got my windows down and my blinders on. Radio set to my favorite song. All green lights on the road I'm on. Man, there ain't no doubt I'm getting them good vibes. I'm living this good. good smile. I kiss a good morning. I kiss a good night. We keep it on the up. That's how we get down. So don't be coming around unless you got them good vibes. I'm living this good life. I'm breathing on God's time. And I ain't gonna waste one breath. I'm soaking it all.
I know the perfect spot. Well, the sunset better set soon so we can get in the mood. Things start getting all heated up when it starts getting cool, yeah. Summer nights, everybody, are you with me? Let that eagle cooler mark your piece of paradise. Summer nights, everybody's feeling sexy. Holler if you're ready for some summer. Your step. Don't let them teeny French bikinis make you lose your breath. Back to the ladies, y'all keep doing y'all's thing. Cause everything about you makes me wanna scream. The sun is getting low, there it goes, here we go, here comes the moon. Yeah, things start getting all heated up and it starts getting.
Rascal Flatts at 98Q Country in our yearly Day of Giving. We take the whole day and we ask you to help out. We you know, we give you a lot of stuff here at 98Q. We give away a lot of stuff. So every once in a while, we flip it, and we ask you to help out a little bit, and that's what we're doing today. His House of Hope is the benefactor today, and thank you to everyone who has bid so far and donated so far. We're getting there. We got $12,000 in matching funds sitting out there waiting to be matched, and, you know, we're over $5,000 right now, and we got... Robert and Jason, how are we holding in there, guys?
Doing real well.
Oh, we're doing good.
Robert, we're doing good. All right. It's a fun day. It's a long day, but it's a very worthwhile day. And we talked a little bit ago with Heath and Tracy from Seed and Water Ministries and such, and their involvement with it. And we were kind of talking off here a little bit, too, about how important it is to have the support of not only Jason people in our community, but outside, and the knowledge. I mean, Heath brings a wealth of knowledge to your type of facility and getting people to support it. And Heath, you've done this type of thing before and raising funds for your ministries, and every little bit helps. And we know there's a lot of people out there that maybe have, you know, some cash sitting away, maybe waiting to help people, but you know, every little bit helps, whether it's a couple of bucks from someone who's going through some tough times. Just the names, the list of names is just as important as how much money, right, Heath?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think reaching out to the community, I always look as the community as our stakeholders. You know, so you have the police department, you have the government agencies, and then you have the people. And, yeah. And I think that would be Robert and Jason's heart as well. We're here to serve the community, so it's awesome to be part of it, and to see the radio station be a part of it.
Yeah, exactly. So it's been what is it, Jason? Two and a half years. You guys have been open. How long have you been open?
We've been open for a year and a half.
Okay,
508 days.
Sorry, my math was way off.
500. Now you divided by 365. Okay, thanks, Robert. Appreciate the math on that. So talk a little bit about. Some extended plans. People always have dreams of maybe things that we added, things that are going to grow into. Talk a little bit about that, and that this type of support from our community, financially especially, might be able to help this ministry grow even more. Talk about the plans.
So right away, I mean, we have a budget for the men's facility that we need to meet before we really think about too many, you know, going further than just beyond that. But the original plan, you know, as the Lord began to lay it on my heart, it began with men, but it did not end there. I really would love to see a women's facility opened up that's just like for the men's facility that's here now. Unfortunately, the addiction problem has no differentiation between men and male and female. The same problems that we see with the guys, the women are having the same problem, and it brings it back into the home with another layer. So I would love to be able to see a women's facility, just like His House of Hope for men, do that for women as well. And then eventually maybe having something for a family resource center, you know, where we can bring healing for all the generations and go that direction. But before we can get to step two, man, we got to finish up step one, which is getting this house funded, paid off, and get a good staff built in there before we take a bigger bite of that apple. I believe in this community that what we've seen so far, I believe this is the right community to do that, though. You know, just the support right out the gate, you know, because we're tired of the problems. We're tired of the abuse of drugs and alcohol and other, you know, life debilitating, you know, things going on. Well, this community is tired of it, and now let's just do something about it. And today, raising money for His House of Hope is a great step in that. If it's not, if you don't have finances to give, maybe you have time, maybe you have some other resources, some knowledge. You know, that's what's great about having, you know, Heath and Tracy with us. That you know, they are just, as you said a moment ago, a wealth of knowledge. You know, they have, you know, we don't have to reinvent the wheel. We can go back on their years of experience and kind of lean on that knowledge and that expertise. So it's amazing. It really is. And it makes it a strong team, makes it a diverse team. And it's interesting all the while on how God can bring people together.
Yeah. And Heath, I guess as Jason was talking there, I was thinking, you know, there's a lot of rehab centers and all that stuff all around the country. And, I personally believe, and I know you do too, that it's more than just the addiction to the drug itself. It's the life change and bringing the Bible and the teachings of Jesus into it, and a moralistic approach to it also. That's kind of the crowning factor, isn't it, of giving somebody even a better chance of turning their life around? Am I right on that?
Yeah, I agree with that. One of the things I learned early in doing recovery ministry is two root causes. Now, I don't know if everybody will agree with this, but two of the root causes of addiction are pride and self-centeredness.
Hmm.
So our goal, you know, you have to start by realizing I don't need to be in the center. I mean, addiction is it's a selfish behavior. It's self-medicating, those kind of things. And so what we talk about, what we all believe, is that we put Christ in the center. But if you're not ready for that, we meet a lot of people that aren't ready for that. So we're going to help get rid of some of these side effects, but we know to get rid of them completely, we believe that relationship with Christ is the best way to be completely healed.
Yeah, our Day of Giving for His House of Hope is what we're doing. Pastor Jason and Robert Knack with us, and we've been working on putting this together for a while, and as the morning show guy, I don't delve into this Day of Giving without a lot of contemplation about, you know, what the community needs and what, you know, because I know our listeners trust us to stand behind something that is needed, it is trustworthy, and this is it right here, folks. This is it. I mean, there's a serious drug, meth problem all over the country, but it's hit home in small town. Mm-hmm. It really is. Just go to the Price County jail listing. You'll see meth, 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 meth. It's all over the place. I mean, you can't avoid it. So this is a logical way to give people an option, whether they're coming out of those facilities or, like you said, Jason, doesn't have to necessarily be someone who was incarcerated. You have a variance of people that you've served at your house in various circumstances. Is that right, Robert?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
100%. It come from just any life-crippling issue of addiction, homelessness, whatever it is. And I'd say it's probably almost like a 40-60 split between people coming out of incarceration or people coming off the streets.
Okay. So. All right. Well, we encourage you to check out all the website offerings for our silent auction at 98qcountry.com. The bids are heating up on there. The bids are heating up, and the pledges continue to roll in. We got $10,000 sitting out there in matching funds. Robert, how far did your jaw drop when you got that call from him about that?
Oh, man. I think I was pretty, I was trying to say something, but my brain was not computing.
Did he say something, Heath? Did he say something at all? Or?
So it was just a wild thing to see that someone is willing to donate so much to a cause that they believe is worthy. And to any of the hearers out there that may have a little bit more money flow than others, one contribution from you could change so many people's lives. You know, I know I've been praying for a $100,000 check, so maybe if that's tugging on your heart right now, any of your hearers out there that you wanted to assign that over, please come on. I would love to look you in the face and say thank you from the bottom of my heart for that.
Well, Pastor Jason just said you can't go to the next step, which is, you know, hopefully someday one for women, until you take care of what's going on now, until you pay off the mortgage on the one now. So, you know, that step would be, would go from first to third gear, or first to third gear pretty fast.
Yeah.
And I know there's people living out there that have the ability to do that, that are looking to make a change, a donation that is generational, that will flow to the next generation. So,
for sure.
So there you go. And you $5 people, don't feel that $5 isn't going to matter either. Come on in. It'll turn into 10 right away.
Yeah,
all right.
Amen.
So everybody's welcome. So we're here till 6. Here, if you have any questions about what we're doing here with the Day of Giving, 715-762-3221. That's also the pledge line. Heath, Tracy, thank you so much for all you guys do. Keep up the great work, and thank you for your support. Appreciate you very much.
Yeah, thank you for having us. You guys have a great day.
All right. Robert, Jason, we got some sandwiches to eat, I think, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Time?
Plenty of food.
Round two. Right.
Nobody stole my sandwich out of the fridge yet, did they? I tucked it away in the back there. I'll go check it out. More of the Day of Giving coming up here on 98Q.
Lynn Stunkel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has spent over 30 years perfecting his craft. Enjoy top quality work and peace of mind for your home. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a free quote today.
It's the Super Ultra Mega Sale at Park Falls Builders, October 20th through the 24th. Monday, live demo with Craig Power Tools. Tuesday, sample Bigfoot Barbecue Sauce from 11 to 4. Wednesday and Thursday, enjoy Double D's Food Truck plus Tailhand's new product Thursday 3 to 5. And on Friday, mixers with M from Kayla's Kitchen 2 to 5. Buy one, get one free on Best Look Paint and up to 50% off summer seasonals. Don't miss out. Visit Park Falls Building and Hardware on Highway 13, a family tradition since 1980.
The Park Falls Chamber of Commerce invites you to Old Dave Park for an afternoon of spooky family fun. On Saturday, October 25th, starting at 11 a.m., the giant pumpkin drop. You can watch it splat and take seeds to grow your own. There's the Phillips Children's Museum, the Trunk or Treat, the Trail of Treats downtown, pumpkin decorating, music by DJ Toby Johansson, and the Halloween Pooch Pageant at 3 p.m., sponsored by Forward Bank, Park Falls McDonald's, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Super One Foods, and the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. I will count on you being there. Ha, 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 ha.
Let's head on down to Wheelway and have a chat with Pete down there. Right, we've got some great things going on in our community, and Wheelway always community-minded, and this month doing some great things. Right, Pete?
Absolutely. What a great organization. Lord's Cupboard, we're doing it for the next couple of weeks. Let's make sure we take advantage of this opportunity and give out to all the needs for the Lord's Cupboard for the next couple of weeks. We have a drop box down here. Make sure you get down here and bring all the items that they're looking for.
All right, got some great vehicles on the lot. Boy, some 24s, even 25s, Pete.
Joel, it's that time. We have 25s, 24s now, newer pre-owned stuff that's never hit the lot here. We brought it up here. Major, major savings going on right now. Make sure you take advantage of those savings.
And they can do it all right there, Pete. They got the financing, you've got the trade-in, and interest rates are really good right now, right?
Absolutely. Make sure you take advantage of them. Low interest we haven't seen in a long time. That means the lower the rate, the better the payment that you can afford every month. Make sure you go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com, fill out our credit application, and we'll get you a financing and drive one home today. 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
No matter where you are in life, we're here for you. Marshfield Clinic primary care teams offer the kind of care you need, when and where you need it. Marshfield Clinic. Life is calling. Go with confidence.
Think Verizon, the best 5G network, is expensive? Think again. Bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill to a Verizon store today, and we'll give you a better deal. Now, what to do with your unwanted bills? Maybe turn them into paper airplanes headed to see and ever AT&T and T-Mobile. Jokes aside, the best 5G network has you covered with the most ways to save on plans, streaming, and phone deals. So bring in your bill to your local Verizon store today, and we'll give you a better deal. Rankings based on RootMetric TrueScore report data to 1H2025. Your results may vary. Must provide a postpaid consumer mobile bill dated within the past 45 days. Bill must be in the same name as the person redeeming the deal. Additional terms apply.
98 Q Country.
I don't know who broke up with who, but she's in here chasing tequila with high noon. Don't know how long she's been moving on. Maybe 5 weeks or 5 minutes, but it can't be too long. And we did that what's your name thing. Where you from and what's your favorite drink? She said, shut up, come and dance with me. And now she's singing, girls just wanna have fun at the top of her lungs. Don't even know she's about to wreck someone. And boys, I'm in trouble now. Ain't even trying to get out. So come on, baby, take me down, 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 yeah. Don't know what happened tonight. Don't know what happened last week. Don't know what happened to her. But she about to happen to me. Probably be the one that got away. But right now I'm taking every second I can take. So we keep talking and we keep drinking. Oh, and I keep falling and she keeps on singing. Girls just wanna have fun at the top of her lungs. Don't even know she's about to wreck someone. And boys, I'm in trouble now. Ain't even trying to get out. So come on, baby, take me. Oh, we keep on talking.
With today's best country and more of it.
98 Q Country.
See the questions in your eyes. I know what's weighing on your mind. But you can be sure I know my part. Cause I'll stand beside you through the years. You'll only cry those happy tears. And though I'll make mistakes, I'll never break your heart. I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there. I swear like the shadow that's by your side, I'll be there. I love you with every beat of my heart, I swear. I'll give you everything I can. I'll build your dreams with silver in your hair. You won't have to ask if I still care. Cause as time turns the page, my love won't age at all. I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there. Like a shadow that's by your side, I'll be there. For better or worse, till death do us part, I'll love you with every beat of my heart, I swear. Till death do us part,
just flirty, dancing by the neon sign. To fishing in the dark, you were reeling in my heart. Now look where we are. I'm hooked on kissing you, getting you turned on, buzzing and loving on you all night long. Like a hit song on the radio, you already know the way it goes. All it took was a look and I was hooked. Sleeping, I can leave, but no way. This ain't a one-night flame kind of thing. Wanna wake you up, wanna press my luck, and my lips on your cheek like I can't get enough. Cause I'm hooked on kissing you, getting you turned on, buzzing and loving on you all night long. Like a hit song on the radio, you already know the way it goes. All it took was a look and I was hooked.
AQ Country, Dylan Scott, our Day of Giving, benefiting his House of Hope. We're having a good time around here, and we're raising some good funds for a great organization. Our pledge is sitting at about $5,300 right now. Fantastic. And our bid items at a little over $1,000, but we're still well short of that $12,000 that's being offered to match anything. So keep it coming. We'll chat more about that, but look who's made his way into the studio. Jason, this is a very rare, not everybody gets to see this. This yeah, is like right. This is like at the zoo in the springtime, you know, when the majestic winter animals come out for the first time in summer.
Like the elephants.
Yeah, I didn't say that, yeah, Big G. I was thinking more like the cheetahs and the bobcats and stuff right. like that. The revealing of Big G.
You haven't seen me run, Joel.
In the studio. So Big G has a little challenge, a little something he wants to throw out there for our Day of Giving.
Yeah, first of all, I want to say thank you to you guys for providing such a wonderful service to the community. And this is a great great cause, so be sure and everybody come together and in the Lord's name, and let's make this happen. What's our goal today, Joel?
It's 15,000.
15,000. Right.
If we can match up to 12 of that, it's going to be an awesome day, so we're well on our way.
All right, wonderful. I want to put a challenge out there first. I'm Big GM with the Fifield Lions Club. And yesterday I just put a little text out to our club, the Fifield Lions, and I said, let's do this. I said, our club will match up to $300 to whatever the club members are going to donate. Well, man, I had $300 by 8 o'clock last night.
Nice.
So we are going to be donating to the House of Hope $600 from the Fifield Lions.
Yes, sir. All right.
And I put the challenge out there to Park Falls, Phillips, Prentice, all the Lions clubs out there to match our donation.
All right. I love it. So $600.
Our motto, of course, the Fifield Lions Club is we serve. And we provide the Lions Club supports not only a lot of local projects around here, but also worldwide projects. And we're glad to add House of Hope to our donations.
Wow.
So,
all right.
Glad to have you with us.
All right. Super.
Well done, Big G.
Well, thank you.
You just might get Employee of the Week for that. It's close.
Well, maybe,
but might
yeah.
Get it.
But like I said, tomorrow I'm going to be gone. I usually come in on Friday and like to weigh in on a few things, Joel.
Yes.
And this just came across the wire here. Of course, you know, Park Falls Building and Hardware there. They're having their Super Super Ultra Mega Sale this week.
Yeah.
And today is Thursday, so Double D's food truck is there. But they wanted to get out Friday, tomorrow, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Price Ice will be serving lunch out there.
Okay.
From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. The money raised goes directly towards their chiller fundraising. So be sure and get out there. And while you're out there, stop by the radio station here and make a pledge. People can, I'm sure, pledge after the fact. Isn't that right, Joel?
Oh, we won't turn it away.
Won't turn the money away.
We won't turn it away.
If you're in town today, come on by the radio station. Call, make a pledge. A few dollars. Every dollar counts.
Yeah,
to help out this great cause here, His House of Hope.
And the hockey program has that big chill hockey tournament going on this weekend, too, Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, so they can swing on by for that, too.
Oh, definitely, yep.
Lots going on. All right, Big G, anything else?
No, I think that'll do it for today.
Well done. You've earned your keep.
All right.
We'll let you have lunch. Did you grab a sandwich yet?
I've had half of one so far. I've got to get the other half, and then I'll probably dive in for another one here if there's any left.
I just got to go make sure that's not my half you're eating. More of the Day of Giving coming up for His House of Hope. Check it out at 98QCountry.com. Pledge today. Let's get going here. 715-762-3221.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The NBA says Miami Heat player Terry Rozier and Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups are being placed on immediate leave. They were arrested as part of a nationwide illegal gambling sting. Prosecutors say Billups worked to attract players to a mafia-backed poker games where those players were then cheated.
The defendants used a variety of very sophisticated cheating technologies, some of which were provided by other defendants.
That's U.S. Attorney Joseph Nocella. President Trump pardoned the founder of Binance, the world's largest crypto exchange. Changpeng Zhao, known as CZ, served prison time for failing to stop criminals from using the platform. He had asked for a pardon and has ties to the Trump family's crypto venture. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he opposes a bill that would pay federal workers during the government shutdown because the only solution is to reopen the government. An average 30-year mortgage rate's at their lowest level in more than a year, 6.19%. This is ABC News. Alec Baldwin's lawsuit against authorities in New Mexico, including the Santa Fe District Attorney, is back on. ABC's Jim Ryan says the 67-year-old actor is claiming malicious prosecution.
The involuntary manslaughter case against Alec Baldwin tied to the accidental on-set shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins was dismissed 15 months ago. Baldwin then filed suit claiming the prosecutors pursued the case to further their own political agendas. Baldwin's demands have not been disclosed, but the two sides are said to be in negotiations.
Case was filed in New Mexico. It names the Santa Fe Sheriff's Office and DA as defendants. A crippling strike averted on the Great White Way. The union representing Broadway's musicians reached a tentative agreement with commercial producers this morning. Nearly two dozen musicals would have been affected by the walkout. Union said it struck a tentative deal that includes wage increases and contribution increases to the health fund. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Morning show host Joel Karnick spoke with Grady Dennis, Willow Esperner, and Lydia Worko, all seniors from the Butternut High School, about their haunted house.
With Halloween being kind of on a weird day this year, we're going a couple weekends, right?
Yes. Yeah, we're running two weekends.
It starts this weekend on Thursday the 23rd, and that's Kids Night from 6 to 9 p.m. And then on Friday, October 24th, and then Saturday, October 25th, it's 7 to 10 p.m.
It takes a lot of time and effort from everyone on Student Council. We work together